underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they seem to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their blood slaves.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mama.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
All right, Dana, we're doing another show now.
Steve said we were all caught, but he didn't tell me right from the second.
So
you all have to remind me all those illustrious movies you watch.
Well, I was watching that Jell-O room on YouTube, so it got me inspired to watch Jell-O. So I watched a few.
Well, speaking of, I have to get Steve's special video he did.
Yeah, I did a YouTube video. But anyway, on Amazon Prime, they have the HD version of Bloodstained Butterfly, which is kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's more of a police, Italian police movie. It does have some giallo stuff going on, but to me, I just didn't care for it a whole lot.
It was like the Italian crime syndicate movie?
No.
It's not like organized crime?
No. Some chick gets killed and they arrest the guy, but the killings continue. But the next one I watched is a newer movie. It just came out a few weeks ago called The Bad Batch, where it's like an apocalyptic world. And
was I home when you were watching?
Well, it was a bunch. You know, the one. What was this girl doing? I don't know. They got the, basically, it's like this area of the United States. It's kind of like a desert.
Oh,
and that's
I
where they throw, if you do something wrong, they throw you in there and give you a number. So, and a lot of them, some of the people have, they just eat other people. And this one girl goes out there and she gets caught and they end up chopping off her arm and her leg. And
are they cannibals?
Yeah, they were. And then she escapes but comes back for revenge. But, you know, it's got like Keanu Reeves is in it playing like a weird DJ cult leader kind of guy. And
that's funny. Frank sneezing.
And, it's a weird. It's a weird movie. It's like 2 hours long. It's like way too long, I think. If it, maybe I'm wrong, but.
Now, was that a newer movie?
Yeah. But, another giallo I watched was Perfume of a Lady in Black with Mitzi Farmer, and I think I bought the DVD from Wild and Woolly here in Louisville, but I mean, watched it and it was okay, but it you kind of knew what the freak. I knew what was going on pretty quickly.
Oh yeah, that was a weird one.
Well, I picked a bunch of them that wouldn't. What I thought they were, but you know, offbeat ones. And again, I mean, it's okay, but it's not I wouldn't say a very good, better Giallo in my opinion anyway. Watch the new HD version of Never Too Young to Die with John Stamos and Vanity and Gene Simmons as a transvestite something or other.
That was just bizarre, I thought.
Yeah, it was interesting. I'd seen this movie back in the VHS days, but I hadn't seen it since.
I've never seen Gene Simmons
cross-dress
as that particular type of character. I couldn't figure out what he was.
He was dressed up as, I think he was playing like a some kind of secret agent, but he was a double agent for himself and trying to get, I don't know, he was poisoning a fucking water at a dam.
Gene Simmons was?
Yes.
I couldn't figure out if he was a rock singer or just a cross-dresser.
He was everything.
Because didn't John Stamos go and, try to meet him or something?
Right. And then Kill Squad, which I must have heard somebody speak about it, and I was interested in it, and I watched it. I remember seeing it before, but I went ahead and watched it anyway because it's kind of entertaining. At the beginning, this guy's with his wife, and people break in and kill it. I guess they kill and rape his wife, and they shoot him or something, and he's in a wheelchair, and basically he starts calling back all his Vietnam buddies to help him for revenge.
Yeah.
Cameron Mitchell was the guy who shot his wife.
Kind of like a death wish sort of thing.
With a bunch of other guys. It's kind of funny because, I mean, I won't give anything away other than...
It's entertaining.
It's funny to see, on they go somewhere, talk to somebody, look for these guys, and end up getting a fight or something, and someone kills one of his buddies. And it keeps going until there's no buddies left, but it's an interesting movie.
So the good guy didn't have any buddies left?
One buddy. Two buddies. Oh. But I'm not going to,
Oh, okay. I think I remember now.
And then we watched Nightmare Maker, Butcher Baker, Nightmare Maker
commentary. And I'm having major cramps in my foot. Oh. Well, I'm going to have to get up.
Get up and walk around.
I think that's what
gets there's me. A Blu-ray out from Code Red, but I mean, I'm not interested in the Blu-ray.
Speaking of Code Red, Steve sent a friend request to Bill Olson many, many moons ago, and he just now accepted it.
Well, I saw the friend request, and usually I get friend requests from fake female accounts.
From bots.
And, they're always striking a pose and have one or two desperate men as their friends. Yeah. But in this
that
case,
really
it's Bill Olson.
Gonna get somewhere.
Yeah, an interesting movie. It's kind of wild with the way they talk about Bo Swinson's like a really anti-gay guy, and
I really think he's hot for men, and he's trying to hide it.
And he goes, "Billy, are you a faggot, Billy?"
And the aunt who. Well, I don't want to give it away, but the crazy aunt in this movie is just Susan Terrell. Yeah. It's just absolutely bonkers in this movie.
Another movie that's either out or coming out on Blu-ray, which is Lamberto Bava's Photos of Gloria or something like that.
Oh, we watched that.
Yeah. And it's like a mid-80s giallo, which has got some freaky stuff going on in it.
I like that one.
It was,
that was one of my favorites.
That movie?
Of the ones we watched.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it's an okay movie.
It's not my favorite giallo.
The lead singer. The lead actress gets naked a lot, and she's got big titties, so I was interested in that.
That I didn't care about, but.
Wasn't she messing around with George Eastman? I think she was.
Yeah, but George Eastman was messing around with her, he would go out abroad and stuff and have other chicks. George Eastman is such a sex symbol.
He gets a pass. Next was the HD version of Humongous, which I guess you could see a little bit more, but then I was paying attention to the creature guy, the killer, and he looked completely ridiculous because he had like a big potato.
Because you could see it.
Yeah, you could see he's got a big potato head. He's got one eye way over here, and
but I
don't know.
I guess forgotten that Paul Lynch directed it, who also did Prom Night. So you can like it.
If this movie had a little bit more disco dancing in it, it might have been.
And a little more Jamie Lee Curtis, yeah. Which they had zero Jamie Lee Curtis in.
Yeah,
it.
I don't know. I mean, it's okay, but I just think that maybe that's why they made the movie darker, so you couldn't see how bad the creature looked.
Well, I mean, it's obviously low budget, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but, you know. But anyway, another HD transfer of a kind of giallo. It's kind of weird, but I guess it qualifies all the colors of the dark with Edwin Finnick, which and George Hilton, which are the first couple of giallos. It's got a lot of like witch. I wouldn't know if it's witchcraft or devil worship or something in it.
Well, speaking of Edwin, after I had my glamour shots done, I don't know what Steve had been smoking, but he said I looked kind of like Ed Wein when I was fixed up like that, but whatever.
Well, the eyes. But anyway, it was, it's not one of my favorites, but it's definitely got a style to it and stuff. So, I mean, I know it's came out on Blu-ray. And this one I done forgot, Death Steps in the Dark. I can't remember anything about that one. I watched it.
Did I watch it too?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe it was one of those that Steve fell asleep.
No, I don't know if I did or not. I might have.
But I can't remember.
But I stayed up late and I watched The Lost Empire, that Jim Wynorski movie with.
Oh, yeah.
But I liked that. It was
That was entertaining.
The Blu-ray transfer of that. Angus Grimm was the bad guy.
Yeah. And Angus Grimm has one of those voices where you don't even have to see his face to know it's Angus Grimm.
I'm thinking he made this before he made Phantasm 2, so.
Probably.
Wasn't
that the same movie that, wasn't Bill Thornberry on it too?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was at the
In a small.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I don't know any other movies he was in. Do you know Bill? Did you remember that Bill Thornberry he auditioned for Star Wars?
I guess I'd forgotten that.
I think he auditioned for Luke Skywalker.
I was going to say Luke Skywalker or Han Solo.
Maybe one or the other. I thought it was Luke's, but anyway. That brings us up to the last movie I watched fully was Attack of the Werewolves. It was a Spanish horror movie that I heard on the about from
which
the
was better than I thought it was.
Nazi cast.
Nashy cast.
Nashy cast.
You sound like it's a Nazi cast.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But it was I noticed that the werewolves, which there's a few of them in this movie, looked pretty good. They were not like
They
were more like the Paul Naschy versions. And yeah, it's kind of a comedy. And it's a pretty good comedy. But, you know, it's got a lot of
surprises in it.
Horror stuff in it.
We won't give it away.
But, yeah, if you came out in 2011, so 6 years old movie is pretty, you know.
I don't know if there's like a dubbed version now, but we had to read subtitles.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't too bad. But anyway.
Once it went on full on werewolf, you didn't need like to know what they were saying necessarily.
Right.
Oh, and I can talk about a couple of things I got in.
Go quickly.
Aren't we through talking about movies? That we watched?
Oh, what are you doing? I thought we were talking about movies.
I am. I think I put my other one back there. Okay. And we were talking about Code Red earlier. And Steve's going to say, why on earth? He's going to bring up that again. But
I had that DVD.
Well, and you said you had a double DVD. But who? God knows where it is back there. Because you don't keep yours in order. In alphabetical order where somebody...
Nightmare Damaged Brain. Dana bought it on Amazon.
Yes, the DVD. Uncut And it also has audio commentary with the makeup artist Cleve Hall and the star Baird Stafford.
Yeah, really important when I have the Blu-ray. I mean, if you got the Blu-ray...
This is the 35th anniversary edition.
Big deal. I got the 30th, I guess, huh?
No, you probably got the 35th, too. But anyway, what was really attractive to me about this, it is the DVD, it's not the Blu-ray, but it does look pretty damn good on here. Especially for those of you that have only seen it on third-generation VHS.
Well, it's been out for many years, but...
Okay. But anyway, this was still remastered for this DVD, you know?
Sure. Okay.
Are you saying Bill Hudson's a liar, Steve?
I'm saying I don't know what that could mean anything.
Okay. Well, anyway, Code Red put it out, but I think on the advertising on Amazon, they said Scorpion Releasing put it out, which is Bill Hudson's brother's company. So, anyway, I got this for $13.99, which is not a bad price. Considering how much did you have to pay for the Blu-ray?
I don't know. Probably close to 30.
And then, you know, how Bill Olsen says he's run out of them, and then all of a sudden, ha-ha, I find some more. But anyway, and he sells them, excuse me, overpriced on eBay. And the other one I got, which I've already put back on the shelf, but it's a Blu-ray put out by Arrow of Microwave Massacre. Starring Jackie Vernon, who was the voice of Frosty the Snowman.
Well, I did get Francesca.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that?
Well, I haven't watched it again, but Francesca's like a new Giallo, and it's in the style of the old Giallos, and it's by Unearth Films, and it's in Italian with subtitles. Plus, it comes with a copy of the soundtrack, which I heard parts of it, and I liked it. I rented this on Amazon a while back.
You rented it? Oh, yeah, because that's how we watched it.
Yeah, because I was trying to find... The DVD back in the day was freaking, like, $40, and I was like, I ain't paying that. And then it finally went down to under 20, so I got it, because I was in a frenzy for Giallo. So, but anyway...
We're going to be getting some other stuff in...
Yes.
Later on in the month. Synthol
Syndrome's coming in.
Well, and I'm going to order, when it comes out, I'm going to order that Slayer movie.
Yeah.
And there's a few other things that are coming out later on, like in August and September and stuff.
Death Skin Mask by Slayer.
No, this is...
I know, the Slayer. But anyway, then we're going to go ahead and take a break, so we'll be back after something...
Bye.
Now, what did you say after the last time?
Look, I know what I said.
What did you say?
I know I said we shouldn't do this
No,
again,
you didn't say we shouldn't. You said we ain't ever gonna do that again.
Yeah,
but my ass. You said not only are we never gonna play Ship's Mask again, but you also said if you ever do what you're trying to do now, to not only refuse, but that I had permission to physically restrain your ass if necessary. Now, did you or did you not say that?
What?
No. Answer the question, motherfucker. Did you or did you not say that?
Yes, I said that. However,
whatever with your however.
You may think you are normal, but you are all the product of mutations. Your ancestors, our ancestors, were freaks.
The Mutations. A journey into the world of monsters and madmen.
He's one of us.
We accept you.
He's one of us.
Yes.
Our brother.
Shut up!
Our loving father.
Enter a world of freaks.
Get back! Stay away from me!
The Mutations. From Columbia Pictures, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. The Mutations. Once created, they can never be stopped.
We're back.
Oh.
So.
Steve never gives me any warning. He just turns it on and says we're back.
Or what? I don't know. I guess, did we talk about Attack of the Werewolves?
I don't recall them.
Well, if we did,
I knew it. I knew these people were going to have sex. I mean,
but anyway, better them than us. But anyway, we watched Attack of the Werewolves. It's a Spanish movie from like 2011, I think.
I don't even remember it now.
It was pretty good. It was kind of a horror comedy kind of thing. Where that guy came back to this home village or something. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
And
but wasn't I doing something
yes,
else?
Yes, you were busybody. And it was okay. I mean, the effects were okay. It was interesting to watch. But so, it's kind of expensive to buy, or maybe it's not. I don't know. Maybe it's like under $20, but I don't know if I'd spend $20 on it. But, you know, whatever.
Sure, Steve would.
Sure. We watched Curse of the Devil, or I did, with Paul Naschy.
See, we've been watching a lot of Paul Naschy stuff lately.
I'd seen that. I hadn't seen that forever, so. Looked pretty good on the.
I think Steve watched a lot of this stuff without me.
He watched the new Ghost in the Shell with Scarlett Johansson. I don't think it's of course it's nowhere as near as good as the anime.
Steve was probably just hoping to see Scarlett Johansson naked.
No, I got another movie for that. She's in a movie. But anyway, it's okay, but it's definitely nothing. It's very tedious and long. I think it could have been tightened up a little bit, but, you know, it's got some things in it. It's pretty faithful to it. I think the 3D would look really good, so I might see if I can get it in 3D, but Rings of Fear. I done forgot.
I don't remember.
That was a Jallo. I think it's a Jallo.
Oh.
With Fabio Testi or whatever.
That guy's name's so funny. I'm sorry.
But Rider on the Rain. It's like a 1969 with Charles Bronson. It's a French movie.
Oh, maybe I do. I don't know.
This young girl, basically, she got raped and then she killed her rapist and tried to hide it. And then Charles Bronson comes to town and he basically acts like he knows. And then
he keeps popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
kind of
some of it.
I saw that movie a long time ago on Bravo.
I didn't remember that was the name of it though.
Yeah. Rejuvenator.
I remember you watching that.
Which is like probably was on. I mean, it's definitely VHS.
Was that the one where the lady like got Medusa head or something?
Well, she wanted to be young, and that's and.
And you know, anytime anybody wants to be young, and they inject you with some shit. Something bad is
going
to happen.
Yeah. So, we watched Being Bond.
I really like that. What was the guy's name again?
Lazenby.
Oh, yeah, but he had some great stories to tell. This wasn't just like
this is more
run-of-the-mill James Bond type thing.
Well, this is more of a him telling stories and then reenactments of the stories. So.
But I don't think, or at least as far as I can remember, they haven't ever went that in depth with any of the guys that have played James Bond.
Well, he's one of the most interesting because he was a one and done. He only did one time.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But he led a very.
Well, his beginnings were
interesting
quite...
Interesting life,
yeah,
I guess.
It went from his early days in Australia to him being a car salesman and then becoming a model. And then, so it's... I think it was made for Hulu, but it's really good to watch.
It's not boring.
No, it's pretty good. We watch it on a Sunday night, which usually we don't watch nothing on... I don't watch nothing on Sunday nights.
But I was able to.
Yeah, you're able
and
to.
And I think me and Steve both were able to stay awake.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that late, but, you know. Watch Triple X 2.
I did.
I mean, it's not great. The first one is awesome, but this one was okay, but then at the end.
There's a. What's it?
Bruce Dern.
Yeah, Bruce Dern.
And Michael Pere. But anyway, Triple X 2. I like the third act where, you know, I won't go into it to spoil it, but it was kind of cool how it came together and everything. I got the Blu-ray of Zodiac Killer.
Which, really? Steve, let's be honest. You don't have to get that on Blu-ray.
Yes. When they said they got a remastered 2K scan of the original print or whatever,
2K I like, scan my foolie.
I was like, okay. So when I put it in,
watch out.
And I noticed that it was the same old shitty transfer.
Yeah, I think that's what Steve said.
Crappy transfer.
Steve was like, this is the same shit I watched last time.
And I was like, because there was no way I was going to buy a Blu-ray of this, but it got down to $20. I said, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah,
so,
was it worth $20?
Well, not when you already have the old other one, but whatever.
But that's a crazy movie.
And then it came with the bonus movie of Another Son of Sam.
Which made absolutely no sense that it was called Another
Son of Sam. Yeah, I mean, they should have had another name for it. Maybe there was. So, I mean, you know, I guess if
so
you ain't got...
So who put out that?
It was some kind of new thing. I'd have to go look, but it's like some kind of genre cinema. Oh, something weird. With the genre film archive.
So it wasn't Code Red.
No.
Well, that sounds like something Code Red
but
would do.
Whatchamacallit had, I mean, some, I got the triple pack of something weird DVD that had all had this with two other movies. And then I did finish up watching this one movie called 99 Women by Jess Franco.
When did you watch that?
Probably when you were working or something.
Oh, another Jess Franco movie?
And this is with the porn inserts, literally. And they don't do, I mean, here it is. It's a, I mean, I'm not.
So was it like porn inserts, kind of like if you watch Thriller or Cruel Picture? With
yeah, I mean, they start with the two actors, a guy and a girl, and they're making out or something. The next thing you know, they're nude and they're screwing. Mm-hmm. But you don't see their faces.
But you see penetration, right?
Yeah, no completion, which is the weird... I mean, what the hell...
What was gross about...
Yeah, I know.
...seeing the Thriller Cruel Picture, you saw completion.
But anyway, I mean, it's... Again, it's not a big deal. But, I mean, I would have rather not seen that. But, I mean... Because all it was filler. I fast-forwarded, and, you know, it was all it was...
You fast-forwarded the porn inserts?
Yeah, there's nobody... All you saw was a big old ass and... It was nothing.
Well, Jess Franco must have thought people wanted to see that.
Well, he did that with some other movies, like that Virgin on the Living in the Living Dead. There was a bunch of fucking.
I don't know if that Exorcism movie that he did had stuff like that in there.
I don't know, but they did a lot of those where they had inserts.
But, and I thought that was
and inserted and then taken out and inserted again. So we finished watching. I saw Atomic Blonde, which was a pretty decent action movie with Charlize Theron. I thought
was
it
was. She skinny in this movie?
Well, as far as I could tell.
She's skinny in most movies.
She's only. She started doing movies, really. I mean, she was in that Devil's. What was it? Devil's Advocate or whatever that movie was with Keanu Reeves.
Oh. I don't think I've ever watched
her. I haven't either, but she was like 19, and I was figuring
really?
She was older than that. She's only like 42 or something.
The only movie where I saw her have a little weight on her was that movie Monster, and
yeah.
She may have done that on purpose to look more like Alan Wuornos.
But we finished up watching a movie I did called Getting Even, which I thought it was a 1986 movie with...
Caroline
Williams is in it in a role, and then it turned out this was an Italian nom exploitation slasher kind of thing.
Nothing to what Steve thought it was. It was.
No. But, so that kind of brings us all back to the present.
We did the round robin and came back.
Yeah. So we're going to. I want to watch that Strange Vice of Mrs. Ward, and then I'll be the last movie of this show. How's that fun?
We need to watch Cassandra again where they said, who killed Cock Robin?
Later on we will. But
Cassandra's a better movie than that movie called Who Killed Cock Robin.
Probably.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Haven't you watched all of it? No. You've never watched all of it.
No.
Downloaded it.
I have a freaking hundreds of movies I haven't seen.
I think Steve keeps falling asleep every time I say I'm going to watch Cassandra.
Yeah, I'm sleepy now.
Because that's a creepy-ass movie you should watch.
All right. But stay tuned for Labor Day weekend on the Dead Pit Roku channel.
Yeah, we'll there's going to be lots of new stuff.
All new content. There's a couple movies.
All new content.
Yeah, there's a couple movies on there now that's going to stay, but I'll have all new content plus those. So eight new movies.
So I look forward to that.
Right. So
and I've got to do some more put more commentaries together. Some of those may be on the Dead Pit Roku channel.
So
as well, it could be a surprise.
Yeah.
Unless you listen to our old shows and figure out
which
we're doing.
And I'll try to have a new show before Labor Day. But,
he's going to try. And I asked Steve this, and he said, no, they don't. But if anybody knows of any Labor Day horror films, let me know.
Yeah.
Or let Steve know.
Yeah.
Because I'm just
like they
curious.
Got a Teamster coming out and killing people. But
really?
I don't know. But anyway.
Steve should make that movie.
We'll be back after we watch this Jello with the lovely Edwin.
Oh, that's why Steve wants to watch it.
You can watch George Hilton.
I don't
and Fabio. No, is it Fabio? No, it's not Fabio. I think it's that Ivan. It's got a fucking Russian name. But anyway, we'll be back after this.
Time is running out for the people of the Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane, where madness is the norm. Filmed in horoscope, see thrilling scenes in 3D. Three-dimensional terror jumps off the screen and into your lap. Obtain your free 3D blood shield glasses upon entering the theater. Rated GP, but not recommended for impressionable children. Asylum of the Insane, produced in Hollywood by Maniac.
There are things that happen in dark of night. Pale terrors that creep just out of your sight. There are sounds that chill the blood in your veins, that stop your heart and hold you like chains. In the next dark shade, it may happen there. Screams of a Winter Night. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
All right, Dana, so we watched the new HD transfer of Blood of the Ripper, or no, Blade of the Ripper, a.k.a.
what the heck?
A.k.a. Strange Vice of Mrs. Ward.
That was done by Sergio Martino.
Yep.
And had Steve Woman, Edwin in
it. Edwin Finnick and George Hilton and that Ivan
Razumov.
Yeah. So, a cavalcade of stars of this era of Italian cinema.
Uh-huh.
But, is that the first time you saw that movie, Dana?
That one. I have your vice is a locked room and only I have the key. But
which is strangely is written on a note in this movie, which we saw and I could, like, wow, that's interesting.
Both movies were done by Sergio Martino, and both of them have Ed Wein in them.
Yeah.
I think they have that Ivan Razumov in it.
I'm not sure, but maybe. But anyway, it's an okay little slasher, or not slasher, but giallo. It's kind of a mid-tier. I don't think Ed Wein was any, like, A plus Jellos, in my opinion. She was always in the B's. But she made them better because she was in it.
And Steve likes to see Ed Wein.
Yeah, I like to see her.
It could be a horrible movie and Ed Wein's in it. Oh, this is alright.
Eh, I haven't watched any of her comedies or nothing. But
wasn't she in something called The Call Girl or
Secret, or it's like a
Secret
Confessions
or
Confessions of a Call Girl, yeah, something like that. I don't know. I don't think that was that good either.
Is Jeffrey Combs today in this movie? I mean, I know.
I think he was, yes.
Okay.
But anyway, that's pretty much it.
we'll come back and try to do a show before around Labor Day.
I was watching Killer Workout. Steve went to sleep.
Yeah.
But then I went to sleep and I woke up and I don't know what was on when I woke up. What else was on? Because they'd already showed Fatal Games, right?
Right.
Because I thought
Death Spa. And what? Something else.
It sure didn't look like baseball, but...
But anyway.
I set the sleep timer and it went off in an hour anyway, so...
But
yeah, I guess that's all we watched.
Yeah, we'll pick it up and do a show and try to get it out by before Labor Day or around Labor Day. Check out the Roku channel Labor Day weekend for new content.
Steve's going to have a whole...
I'm going to have at least eight new movies.
Content.
So... But that's it. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye-bye.